Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, in this segment of Celtic Cafe, we go back to the summer of 1982, National Stadium, Dublin, Ireland, where RTE, the television network, put on something called Festival Folk. What they did was they brought all the folk music into the National Stadium and they recorded it live. This has been repackaged now to a 4-CD set called Irish Folk Heroes, featuring Johnny McAvoy, Paddy Riley, Jim McCann, the Dublin City Ramblers, and Fury Brothers with Davy Arthur. You can probably catch some of those videos online on YouTube, but we're going to preview the entire 4-CD set, and we're going to start out here with the Dublin City Ramblers.
Was a cold and frosty morning in December, my lord, when all of my money it was spent. Where it went to, oh lord, I can't remember. So down to the shipping office went. Paddy lay back, taking your slack, take your turn, buddy, and up and leave aboard. But a night ship for England lies me handy. We're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn. Last night there was a great demand for sailors for the colonies, for Frisco and for France. So I sailed aboard a Yankee ship, the Hotspur. I was paralytic to look before we went. Paddy lay back,
Paddy lay back,
taking your slack,
taking your slack,
take your turn, bar on your cap and leave the port. But a bout ship for England lies behind me. We're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn. There were Dutchmen, there were Germans, there were Russians, and more Charlie Jacks came across the sea from France. But not one of them could speak a word of English, but would answer to the name of Miller Dan.
So Paddy lay back,
taking your slack,
taking your slack,
take your turn, follow your cap and leave aboard. About ship for England lies behind me. And we're coming for Ballyvalley's around the horn. Well, I woke up the next morning sick and sore, and I swore I'd never sail away again. When a voice came thundering to the floor, I'd get up and pay attention to your men.
So Paddy lay back,
taking your slack,
taking your slack,
take your turn, Ballyvalley, and leave aboard. Well, a bank ship for England lies behind me, and we're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn. Well, I wish I was back in the Jolly Sailor, and with Bolly or Kitty on me knee. I know that most every man's a sailor. With me flipper, well, I wipe away me tears.
Paddy lay back,
Paddy lay back, taking your slack,
taking your slack,
take your turn, put on your cap and leave the board. What about ship for England lies behind me, and we're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn. So Paddy lay back,
Paddy lay back,
taking your slack,
taking your slack,
take your turn, put on your cap and leave the board. What about ship for England lies behind me, and we're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn. Yes, we're bound for Ballyvalley's around the horn.
Weren't we the herald stuck, spent the evening getting lost in the ace of hearts, on the bars who's wearing Cajun. Over the Buttbridge, down be the dock, the boat she sails at 5 o'clock. A hurry on, set wake up before, but there we'll all be back, a carry him if you can. But the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Before we reached the Alexander base, a hell of a ding-dong we did raise. In the bar of the ship had raised board as the boat she sailed out from the ports. Landed up in Douglas Head, acquiring for the vacant bed. To the dining room got shown by a decent-looking woman, saying, lads, eat that if you can. Well, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Next morning went for a ramble round, saw the sights of Douglas Town. Ended up in a mighty session in a pub they called Dick Darby's. We all got drunk by 3:30 to sober up, went swimming in the sea. Back to the Dick's for spruce up, and while waiting for the Rosie, we all drew a bottle and, oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man.
That night we went to the Texas bar, came back home by horse and car. Met Big Jim and all of them in to drink some wine and Yates's. The Liverpool girdles, it was said, were all to be found in the Douglas Head. McShane was there in tie and shirts, the foreign queer was trying to flirt, saying, "Here, girdles, I'm your man." But the crack was mighty in the Isle of Man. Well, Wagger fancied his good looks on the Isle of Man woman. He was struck, the Liverpool lad was by her side, and he threw the jar into her. Wagger thought he'd take a chance, he asked the queer one out to dance. Round the floor they rocked and rolled, the wicket was no bother. Everything was going to plan, but the crack was mighty in the Isle of Man. Well, the Isle of Man woman fancied whack, you must sit there till his mates came back. Tuck the all whack tins of whack, the whack was landed on his back. The police force arrived as well, found you the couple of them as well. Ended up in the Douglas jail, till the Dublin boat it sailed, supported every man. But the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Oh, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man. Ah, yes, the crack was 90 in the Isle of Man.
Go well to your mix and port, farewell to your dirty line. Go well to your gangers and your gangplanks, and the hell with your overtime. But the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, or to take no path with a shovel on his back to the shores of Ugly Bay. I'm on my way down to the quay, where the good ship lies in bay, to command a gang of navvies I was told to engage. Thought I'd stop and drink a while, said it was okay, for to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangers and your gangplanks, and the hell with your overtime. But the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. The foreman came this morning, he said, "Well, Pat, hello. If you didn't get them navvies out, I'm afraid you'll have to go." I asked him for me wages, he told me go away. Then I told him straight I was going to emigrate to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangers and the gangplanks, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for the same gun pot with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. When we reach Australia, I'll go and look for gold. Spent he there for digging up, or so I have been told. If I take an ocean to go back to the sea, I'll take a trip on an emigrant ship from the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your mix and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangers and the gangplanks, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. Sing it! Farewell to your mix and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangers and the gangplanks, and the hell with your overtime. For the good ship Ragamuffin is lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay. And to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.
Fulcher, welcome to Festival Folk. This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're revisiting a 1982 series of concerts held at the National Stadium in Dublin. It featured several different folk artists from that era, probably the apex of folk music in Ireland at that particular time, and it was all on the stage at the National Stadium. And we opened up there with the Dublin City Ramblers. And by the way, all of the music on this hour's show can be available on two different CDs. One is a four-set CD called Irish Folk Heroes, and the other is Paddy Riley Live. So we opened up with the Dublin City Ramblers with Paddy Lieback, The Crack Was 90, and Botany Bay. All of these were filmed, and you can probably check them out on the web at YouTube if you just put in Festival Folk, and you'll come up with the videos for these particular concerts. I actually had them on VHS, which I've turned into DVD at this particular point. And they're great to see because these are seminal performances by some of Ireland's top folk artists of the time. Next, we move on to Paddy Riley, and here he is with a Pete St. John song that made him famous. It's called The Fields of Athenry.
from one great song to another. That one was written about maybe, I don't know, it must be nearly 8 or 9 years ago. I'm trying to forget years at this stage. And there's a man who's knocking around now and he's writing the most wonderful stuff. He's out in the audience there, I know. I'm going to do one of his songs. His name is Pete St. John. I'd like to give him a big round of applause. This is a song he's written that's currently in the charts for me. Thanks very much for buying it, by the way. I love you for that. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Watched the last star fallen as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the field of Athenry. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was
was on the wing. We had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Thank you very much. I'm going to do a song this time I learned from my favorite singer, Luke Kelly. He recorded this song, oh my God, a lot of years ago. And I sing it all the time. I don't know if Luke still sings it. I think he does too. But it's a great song. I know you know too. It's called Peggy Gordon.
Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so by thee. I'm so deep in love and I can't deny it. My heart lies smothered in my breast. It's not for you to let the whole world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I wish I was away in or out across the briny sea, or sailing on the deepest ocean, where want and care can trouble me. I put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare, for when I'm drinking I'm always thinking and wishing past. My darling, come sit you down upon my knee and tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so.
There you have it, Paddy Riley with a couple of his seminal tracks there. Fields of Athenry and Peggy Gordon. A little note there, the keyboard player on both of those tracks on that live in this National Stadium was Bill Whalen. Well, next we move on to the Fury Brothers with Davy Arthur. And again, from the same CD, Irish Folk Heroes, here they are with Eric Bogle's Green Fields of France.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while. Need a warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I need the dawn. I see by your gravestone you were only 19 when you joined the great fallen in 1916. I hope you died well, and I hope you died clean. Are you willing, my bride? Was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post? Chorus. Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame? In an old photograph torn, battered and stained and faded to yellow in a brown and dark frame. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer's breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. The man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Are you Willie McBride? I can't help but wonder why. Do those that lie here know why? Do they die? And do they believe when he answered the call? Did he really believe that this war would end to all? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying would all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Do they beat the drum slowly. Did he play the fife lovely? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did he play the fife loudly? Did they sound the dead march as the lovers down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Thank you. Indeed, the unmistakable voice there of Finbar Fury, the Fury Brothers with Davy Arthur with The Green Fields of France, a song all about World War I, the war to end all wars. You're listening to a special Celtic Cafe this hour, reminiscing back to 1982 in a series of concerts held at the National Stadium in Dublin called Festival Folk. And we'll be right back with more music from that time right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
The love light in the sky. I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we've drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I dream of. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me in my dreams of love alone. I love you as when you are sweet, when you are sweet, 16. sing it with me. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you, a tear's come to me in my dreams. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet. Since the last time, come on, let's see this. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village tree, come to me in my dreams of love before. I love you. When you are sweet, when you are sweet, she's
dear. Ah, the Fury Brothers there again with a song called When You Were Sweet 16, which just happens to be 125 years old. It was written by James Thornton, who was born in Dublin in 1861. He was part of Tin Pan Alley. And it's sung by the likes of Al Jolson, Etta James, the Ink Spots. And there we have a song that went to number 14 in the UK in 1981 by the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur. Well, we're going to be continuing on here with our festival folk, off a CD called Irish Folk Heroes. It's a 4-CD set with 4 different artists. And this artist we're going to bring to your attention is someone called Johnny McAvoy. And here he is with the Spanish Lady.
A whack for the toodle-oo-la-laddy, whack from the toodle-oo-la-lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la-laddy, whack from the toodle-oo-la-lay. As I went out to Dublin City at the hour of 12 at night, should I see but a Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she'd dry them over a fire of angry coal. In all my life I ne'er did see a mate so sweet about the soul. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. He said, young fella, now the night is late. Along with your home, or I will wrestle you straight back through the Brightwell gates. I threw a kiss to the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of angry coal. In all my life, I ne'er did see a maid so sweet about the soul. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. I've wandered north and I've wandered south through Stony Batter and Patrick's Close, up and around by the Gloucester Diamond and back by Napper Tandy's house. Old age has laid her arms on me, cold as a fire of ashy coal. But swear, oh, where is the lovely lady, meek and sweet about the soul? Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay. Whack for the toodle-oo-la laddie, whack for the toodle-oo-la lay.
How pleasant to roam by the sunny blue stream, to hear the dove coo
meet the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine. On the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin, flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. The water so clear sings the lark's merry song. On the green banks I'll wander, where first I did join with you, lovely Molly, fair rose of Moon Coin. Oh, Molly, dear Molly, it breaks my bonnet heart to think how we two love forever must part. But I'll think of you, Molly, while sun and moon shine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. The water so clear sings the lark's merry song. On the green banks I'll wander, first I did join with you, lovely Molly, fair rose of Moon Coin. Flow on, lovely river, flow gently along. Your water so clear sings the lark's merry song. On the green banks I'll wander, first I did join with you, lovely Molly, fair rose of Moon Coin.
There you have it, Johnny McAvoy with a couple of tracks, Spanish Lady and the Rose of Moon Coin. We come to one of my favorite spots of the show, because this is one of my favorite artists of all time. His name is Jim McCann. He's from Dublin, and he has some tracks here from Festival Folk, the Irish Folk Heroes album. So here we start out with the Galway Races.
I'm not testing the mics, I'm counting the audience. I don't suppose there's anybody here from the West of Ireland. That was just a lucky guess. You're right for the old Bobion. I'm gonna start with a song that's all about a sporting event that takes place every year in the West of Ireland. It's not the Knock Marriage Bureau. It's a horse race meeting. If you feel like clapping your hands or stamping your feet or winding your watches or clearing your throats or doing anything like that, have a ging at it. Come on, play it. Sounds like 50 nudists sitting down on a marble slab. Come on, here we go. It's called the Galway Races. Have a roar at the chorus.
As I went out through Galway town to seek for recreation, on the 17th of August, me mind me navigated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle, and we go on to see the races with me whack. Lovely hurling! Well, there were passengers from Limerick, and passengers from Nina, and passengers from Dublin, and the sportsmen from Tipperary. There were them from Ballyfermot, that's where Ben was educated. And the bell was there, Malaysia, who had gained emancipation. With me whack, follow the do, three, I lay.
Now it's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted up so stately. The blue, the white, the orange, the green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood and grinned, their speed was so amazing. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery, I'd lay. It's there you'll see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, and lozenges and oranges and lemonade and raisins, and gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for threepence to be taken while you're able. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery, I'd lay. I don't know what happened about the clapping. That's not so bad then. It's there you see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble for the dancers and the trippin' o'er the daisies, and then there's crying cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockeys and the price and horses' ages. With me whack, follow the do, follow the dithery, I lay. With me whack, follow the do, follow the dithery, I lay. I tell you, all this whole week, this, which is, I suppose, now our premier place, has been filled by Irish artists. And that hasn't happened for a good while. I'm delighted about it, I tell you. Do you see that? Or will I take the pledge? A strangely coloured insect. Anybody here from the County Carlow? Well, it's a small county. For the purposes of this song, any honorary County Carlow members? Okay, here's a song about a fierce hardshaw. For those of you who are not indigent to this city, a hardshaw is a fellow you'd apologize to rather than argue in the toss with. Well, this hardshaw's name was Fiach McHugh O'Byrne. Fiach McHugh O'Byrne. Don't try saying that if you've got false teeth. Now, Fiach McHugh O'Byrne used to knock around about 200 years ago. He's dead now. Only just. Have a look at this. Lift McCallow, your face, your brooding, or the eldest grace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place and sent you to the fern. Grain said victory was sure that soon the fire and he'd secure until he met at Denmalure with Fiach McHugh O'Byrne. Curse and swear, hark a dare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Fill with him, hark a dare, for falling ages hollow. Up with halberd, down with sword, and we go for by the Lord. Fiach McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to Carlow. See the swords of Denmark all flashing o'er the English fancy, all the children of the Gael beneath the burning spanner. Rooster of the fighting stock, would you let an English conqueror on an Irish rock fly up and teach him manners? Curse and swear, hark and dare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Fill with him, have a care, for falling is your style. Oh, up with halberd, out with sword, and we over by the Lord. Fiach McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow. From Tisacker to Clonmore, there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Oh, great as Rory O'Gomore, it's sending the loons to Hades. White to sick and grey has fled, and now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over, dripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies. Curse and swear, hark a dare, Fiach will do what Fiach will dare. Now if it's him, have a care, for falling is
Major Starlow. Up with halberd, down with sword, and we go for by the Lord. Dave McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Garlow. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, fake will do what fake will dare. Kill me to him, have a care, for falling is your Starlow. Up with halberd, down with sword, and we go for by the Lord. Dave McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Garlow.
I think you could see there why I like Jim McCann. He's very vocal with the audience. Those two tracks were Galway Races and Following Up to Carlo. We're going to end Jim McCann here with what he closed out his concert in back in 1982. It's called Lord of the Dance.
Thank you very much for your kind attention during that one. I know it's not easy with people passing among you with pints. Wish somebody would pass among me with one. Never mind, have a roar at this one.
I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced on the earth. At Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. Oh, look at that. And I lead you all, wherever you may be. I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They wouldn't dance, they wouldn't follow me.
Ah, there he is, Jim McCann there with Lord of the Dance. Well, next we move on to 1985, and festival folk was reinvented then with the Dubliners. That was after Luke Kelly passed away. And they were on stage with Paddy Riley and Jim McCann in the same venue, the National Stadium. So here we go to Paddy Riley with the Dubliners and a song he's going to tell you all about.
It's haunted me all my life. It was always called Pat Riley, you see. And everywhere I ever go now and somebody introduces me, this is Paddy Riley. You always meet somebody really smart that says, are you from Ballyjane stuff? We're going to get our own back in you tonight. We're going to sing it. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Ballyjane stuff. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Ballyjane stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. All the grass, it grows green around Ballyjane stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. In tones that are tender and tones that are gruff, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Ballyjane stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Come on, I want you to sing it.
in tones that are tender and tones that are gruff. Still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Valley James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked at the sky on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Valley James Duff, and that's why I smiled at them all. That baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough. Still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Valley James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. In tones that are tender and tones that are gruff, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Valley James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed a portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this page or any show on the streaming page. If you have a question about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlonlot.